Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Power Shift is Alvin Toffler's analysis of how power changes as industrial society gives way to an information-based civilization. Published in 1990 as the third major work in the sequence that includes Future Shock and The Third Wave, the book belongs to futurism, social theory, political economy, and management thought. Its purpose is not to predict single events, but to describe a structural transition. The sources, tools, and institutions of power are being reorganized by knowledge, communication technologies, global markets, and new forms of conflict. Toffler argues that power has historically rested on violence, wealth, and knowledge. But that knowledge is becoming the highest quality source because it can improve the use of both money and force, while also spreading beyond traditional elites. The book examines consequences for business, government, warfare, labor, media, and everyday social organization, making it a broad diagnosis of power at the edge of the 21st century. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the triad of violence, wealth, and knowledge as sources of power. The central framework of Power Shift is the division of power into three basic sources: violence, wealth, and knowledge. Violence is the bluntest form because it coerces behavior directly and usually requires high costs of enforcement. Wealth is more flexible because it can buy labor, loyalty, weapons, access, and institutional influence. Knowledge is the most versatile because it guides the effective use of both wealth and force, while also generating new options that neither money nor coercion can create alone. Toffler does not treat these sources as isolated categories. A government can use force to seize resources. A corporation can use wealth to acquire research capacity. And a knowledgeable actor can discover how to mobilize capital or evade coercion. The importance of the model lies in this convertibility. Power is not only possession of a resource, but the ability to transform one resource into another under changing conditions. Toffler therefore shifts attention away from static rank and toward dynamic capability. In an information age, the actor that learns faster, interprets signals better, and reorganizes knowledge more effectively may overcome competitors with larger armies or deeper financial reserves. Secondly, knowledge as high-quality power in an information-based society. Toffler describes knowledge as a higher quality form of power because it is less finite than physical force and less exclusive than accumulated wealth. Money can be spent, weapons can be destroyed or neutralized, but knowledge can be copied, recombined, and expanded through use. This does not mean that knowledge is automatically equalizing. Access to education, networks, computing systems, and expert institutions remains uneven. However, Toffler emphasizes that knowledge has a different social logic from land, factories, or military hardware. It can move quickly, cross borders, and empower smaller actors that possess timely information or specialized expertise. This helps explain why modern competition depends increasingly on research, data, design, software, management systems, and communication capacity. The argument also changes how power should be measured. Counting assets is insufficient if those assets are poorly understood or badly coordinated. A smaller organization with superior information flows may adapt faster than a larger one trapped in rigid procedures. For Toffler, knowledge becomes strategic because it reduces uncertainty, increases choice, and allows actors to shape the rules under which wealth and violence are applied. Thirdly, the symbolic economy and the decline of purely industrial power. Power Shift extends the argument of the third wave by examining how economies move away from mass industrial structures toward a symbolic economy based on information, signs, codes, designs, and services. In the industrial model, power is tied to large plants, standardized production, mass labor, and centralized bureaucracy. In the emerging model, value is increasingly created through research, branding, software, financial instruments, logistics, media, and specialized knowledge. Toffler sees this as more than a change in business technique. It alters who has leverage inside firms and across markets. Engineers, analysts, designers, programmers, consultants, and information managers become more central because they control or interpret the knowledge that makes production flexible. The firm that can customize, coordinate, and innovate gains an advantage over the firm that can only produce in volume. This helps explain why power struggles inside organizations increasingly concern information access, intellectual property, data control, and the speed of decision-making. Toffler does not claim that material production disappears. Rather, he argues that physical production becomes inseparable from symbolic systems that guide design, scheduling, finance, marketing, and global coordination. Fourthly, political and military power reshaped by information systems. Toffler applies the power shift idea to states, security, and geopolitical competition. Traditional political power relied heavily on territory, population, industrial capacity, and military force. These factors remain important, but their effectiveness changes when communication systems, surveillance, precision technologies, financial networks, and media influence become central to conflict. A state with advanced information capabilities can coordinate forces more accurately, manage public perception, disrupt opponents, and project influence without relying only on mass armies. At the same time, information technologies can weaken centralized authority by allowing non-state actors, movements, corporations, and networks to operate across borders. This creates a less predictable political environment in which power is dispersed, contested, and constantly reassembled. Toffler was especially interested in how technological proliferation changes the meaning of security. Military hardware becomes more sophisticated, but knowledge about systems, logistics, codes, and vulnerabilities may matter as much as the hardware itself. The result is not a simple replacement of force by information. Instead, force becomes more dependent on information, and political authority becomes more vulnerable to actors that can manipulate, interrupt, or outperform official knowledge systems. Lastly, a broad futurist method with strengths and limitations, the value of power shift lies partly in its method. Toffler writes as a synthesizer, connecting economics, technology, politics, management, media, and social change, rather than studying one institution in isolation. This gives the book unusual range and helps readers see common patterns across business restructuring, state power, warfare, and communication. Its strength is conceptual clarity. The triad of violence, wealth, and knowledge offers a usable lens for interpreting many different conflicts. However, the same breadth also creates limitations. The book works more as a framework than as a tightly empirical study, and some claims are stated at a high level of abstraction. Readers looking for detailed statistical proof, narrow policy design, or step-by-step managerial tools may find the argument less concrete than contemporary social science or business writing. Its forecasts should also be read as directional rather than precise. The book stands best as a map of structural tendencies. Power becomes faster, more knowledge-dependent, more networked, and less securely held by older industrial hierarchies. Its continuing relevance comes from that diagnostic pattern, not from perfect prediction of specific technologies or events. In conclusion, Power Shift is best suited for readers interested in futurism, political economy, technology studies, management strategy, media change, and the social consequences of information systems. It is useful for business leaders who want to understand why knowledge flows and organizational adaptability can outweigh sheer size, and for policy readers who want a framework for thinking about state power in an era of networks, advanced weapons, and global communication. It also benefits students of social theory because it connects economic transformation with political authority rather than treating markets and governments as separate worlds. The practical benefit is a sharper way to analyze leverage, who controls information, who can convert knowledge into wealth or force, and which institutions are losing power because they cannot learn quickly enough. The intellectual benefit is a broad vocabulary for describing the transition from industrial mass society to knowledge-centered systems. Compared with many books in futurism, Power Shift stands out because it focuses on power rather than novelty. It is not mainly a catalog of technologies or predictions. Its distinctive contribution is the claim that the quality and convertibility of power sources are changing. That makes it a durable reference for understanding why information, expertise, and communication infrastructure now shape economic and political competition. If you would like to support Alvin Toffler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.